overall, the situation in Zimbabwe is peaceful and stable. And right now, I'm looking through my window the rally that the MDC Alliance is making. It's very heated campaign, and so I think all over the country where we deployed our observation mission members, we are getting reports that it's going on in a peaceful way.
And Your Excellency, how are you going to assess Zimbabwe's elections?
We have deployed more than 54 persons all over the country in teams, and they are observing the provincial level and also the polling stations level, the campaign and the rallies and all overall conduct of the election process.
What is the overall objective of your mission?
The objective is, we have in our African Union summit of heads of state and government, there is a decision, a charter which has been set in place for all African nations to conduct a guideline to conduct peaceful, democratic, credible, and transparent election. And we want to see that this guideline is implemented in Zimbabwe also. We have the African Union Charter for Human Rights and Democracy, and that is also the basis for checking whether this election is being conducted accordingly. And we have also code of conduct for our election observation mission members, which is also decided by the summit. And accordingly, the impartiality, neutrality, transparency, and constructiveness of our election observers is very important. We are doing that. We also abide to the constitution of Zimbabwe and the electoral laws, and we also respect the customs and traditions of Zimbabwean people while doing this process. So I think there is a guideline and principles of declaration on democratic elections, and we follow those things to be implemented in Zimbabwean elections. That is the objective of our mission.
Have you managed to meet all the key stakeholders in these elections?
Yes, we met government officials, including the president, and we also met main opposition party members, MDC Alliance, MDCT, and other big parties. And we also discussed with presidential candidates in majority. We have also coordination discussions with other observers, SADC, European Union, National Democratic Organization, and COMESA, all the observation groups in addition to African Union. So I think we collect information from all of these. And also civil society groups. There is a strong civil society group in Zimbabwe, well organized and well versed. They have many candidates all over the country, and they are observing accordingly. So we discussed also with them the nature and environment of the election.
The opposition parties have been raising serious concern about the way the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has been conducting the elections. Any concerns that they raised with you that you have addressed as the AU?
Yes. Yes, they have raised all the concerns that they have been advocating to all groups. They have also, explained this to us. We brought those concerns to the Electoral Zimbabwean Electoral Commission, and they also got those concerns. They have provided their own responses to it. But anyway, we are looking into those things as well.
And how significant is this election for Zimbabwe after the oust of former President Robert Mugabe?
I think as far as the African Union is concerned, first of all, this election should be peaceful, democratic. In a sense, it should be credible and transparent. And on the eyes of, first of all, on the eyes of the Zimbabwean people and the region, the continent, and the international community. So I think the peacefulness of this election is very, very essential, because now Zimbabwe is in trouble as far as the economy is concerned, the democratic engagements are concerned. So I think this is a turning point for Zimbabwean politics and economics, and this election is determinantal for the future of this country, and the African Union looks into it seriously in this regard. It's a landmark transformational, venture.
It just is an aside. Do you have any plan to meet with Mr. Mugabe?
No, I didn't, because that's not my mission. My mission is to represent the African Union, and I think having doing this, I have to meet with the government officials, opposition party members, and all stakeholders, and I didn't have that planned, and it's not my mandate, and if the president wants me to meet, I think I can do as an individual.
And when should we expect the final report from your mission?
We will deliver this report after the ballot days, when we gather the information from our observation team deployed all over the country. We have a situation room here in Zimbabwe, Harare, and I think when we conclude that, maybe before 3rd of August, we will try to come out with our report, our preliminary report.
And lastly, Your Excellency, as per Zimbabwe's constitution, results must be announced within 5 days. How long is the AU going to be in Harare after this period?
I think our long-term observation mission will stay for a longer period of time. Only the short terms will be deployed back. So we will be present.